Earth and Sky.
The question about whether life is a freak accident or built into the nature of the universe is wide open, but it's testable by not doing very much. We simply have to study life on our own planet a little bit more closely, and we might answer that question which everybody would like to know. Do we live in a bio-friendly universe?
You're listening to Paul Davies of Arizona State University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Davies is a cosmologist, theoretical physicist, and astrobiologist. At a science meeting, he spoke more about the search for life beyond Earth with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
So tell us about the latest on scientists' search for alien life, something that you've described as life as we don't yet know it. What's happening here?
We're all used to the idea of life on other worlds and think of this as alien life, as having a separate origin, as being weird, different from us, not only what it looks like, but also its biochemistry. A lot of thought's been given to, well, if we find life on Mars or Europa, what will we look for? It could be completely different from nucleic acid and protein life that we find here on Earth. But this assumes that life is going to form readily in Earth-like conditions all around the universe. So there is that general assumption which underpins the whole of the subject of astrobiology, that life is easy to make and widespread. But we don't know that. It could be that it is a stupendously incredible freak. It could be that life is just confined to Earth. It's happened only once and we're it. So how can we discriminate between these two different extremes? Well, one way is to look for whether life has happened many times on Earth. There's no planet more Earth-like than Earth itself. So if life does emerge readily in Earth-like conditions, it should have happened many times over right here on our home planet. And then the next question is, how do we know it didn't? Has anybody actually looked? Most life on Earth is microbial. Most microbes haven't been characterized, let alone had their genes sequenced. So it's entirely possible that in that microbial realm is what we like to call a shadow biosphere. It doesn't mean that it's sort of shadowy in the mystical sense. It just means that we don't yet know what it is. We don't recognize it for what it is. We could be dealing just with ordinary looking microbes, but with their innards completely different. They could have a different organization inside. They could have different biochemistry. And we wouldn't know that because the techniques that biochemists and microbiologists use to study life is customized to life that we know. So it simply doesn't work with life that we don't know. So we have no idea what's out there. 99.99% of microbial species are still unknown, and it could well be in our environment that there are microbes with radically different biochemistry that would suggest they're descended from a different origin. Life may have started 58 times on Earth, and we could have 27 shadow biospheres descended from those different genesis, and only one of these achieved multicellular life, and we're the product of that, but we can't rule out the possibility that the others are still out there somewhere.
Where on Earth are scientists, astrobiologists, looking for how life may have evolved?
So there's been a lot of research on the setting in which life on Earth may have begun, and there are various fashions, but one of these is that it might have started hot and deep. My own opinion, for what it's worth, is that it may well have started 1 or 2 kilometres beneath the seabed near one of the volcanic vents that are so common, where the internal heat of the Earth comes up and meets the ocean and creates thermal pandemonium, and there's a lot of cycling of water and minerals and so on. I think that offers a possible setting, so that life may have begun in this in what we might call hell, deep down under the ground, and then only later evolved and adapted to cooler surface conditions on Earth. But it could be this is totally wrong. It may be that life didn't even start on Earth. It may have started in space. It may have started, in fact, in very cold conditions, been delivered to Earth in micrometeorites or comet impacts or something of that sort, and then established itself on Earth and evolved spread to the deep, hot subsurface. And then it may be that during the heavy early bombardment of the Earth, when the surface of the Earth was sterilized by enormous impacts, only the things that lived deep underground in the hot temperatures got through that genetic bottleneck. And so it could well be that the descendants of life on Earth now are descended from these few organisms that survived that impact. But the origin of life, we have no idea. It could have been somewhere else entirely. So people have looked in settings as I say looked, they have conjectured about settings as diverse as raindrops and drying lagoons and deep subsurface pores of rocks, or on Mars, it's entirely likely life began on Mars and came later to Earth. Mars was actually a more favorable planet for life to get going in the early history of the solar system. So again, I think we don't have to be restricted to Earth. But wherever it started, what we're interested in is, did it start more than once? And how can we best test that? It seems to me that the best way is looking for multiple forms of life right here on Earth.
What's the most likely form that life might be like on other worlds?
Oh, I think microbial life is easy to imagine. In fact, I think there's a good chance there's microbial life on Mars, possibly also on Europa. Microbes can survive under a much wider range of conditions than multicellular life. So I don't think anybody expects to go to Mars and find cats and dogs walking around, but there's still a good chance that there's microbial life in the deep subsurface. And so the same thing here on Earth. We're not talking about multicellular, alien or weird or shadow life, because we would already have noticed if there was there were large things which were not our form of life, they would have been studied. But because the microbial realm is so little studied, there's every possibility that some of its inhabitants are descendants of a second or subsequent genesis.
What is the most important thing that you'd like the public today to know about the search for alien life?
Well, if we're talking about the search for alien life on Earth specifically and not searching the whole universe, I think the most important thing that they should know is that the question about whether life is a freak accident or built into the nature of the universe is wide open, but it's testable by not doing very much. We simply have to study life on our own planet a little bit more closely, and we might answer that question which everybody would like to know. Do we live in a bio-friendly universe? I'd like to believe we do, but at this stage, we can't be sure. It could be that we are freaks in a cold, hostile, friendless universe, but it could be that life is built into the fundamental nature of things, and that would be much more congenial, in my view.
You've been listening to Paul Davies, director of the Beyond Center for Fundamental Concepts in Science at Arizona State University. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.